First of Chronicles 11. Then all Israel gathered themselves to David to Hebron, saying, "Behold, we are your bone and your flesh. So we're really one with you." And we're told about the Lord Jesus in the New Testament that he was of our bone and of our flesh. That is, that we are connected with him. He is ours and we're his. It's like we're all the same people. So it just shows that Jesus really had our nature. And he's therefore really connected to us. And he wasn't God himself. He had human nature. And so he's identified absolutely with us. In times past, even when Saul was king, it was you who led out and brought in Israel. Yahweh said to you, "You shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall be prince over my people." So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and David made a covenant with them in Hebron before Yahweh, and they anointed David king over Israel according to the word of Yahweh by Samuel. David and all Israel went to Jerusalem. The Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, were there, and the inhabitants of Jebus, that's Jerusalem, said to David, "You shall not come in here." Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, the same as the city of David. David said, "Whoever strikes the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain." Joab, son of Zeruiah, went up first and was made chief. David lived in the stronghold, therefore they called it the city of David. He built the city all around, from Millo and all around, and Joab prepared the rest of the city. David grew greater and greater, for Yahweh was with him. Now these are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who showed themselves strong with him in his kingdom, together with all Israel, to make him king. This is the number of the mighty men whom David had. And then we've got a long list of them. And some of them did things that were very similar to what David did when he killed the Philistine Goliath. For example, Eliezer. He was with David at Pasdamim, and there the Philistines were gathered together to battle, where there was a plot of ground full of barley, and the people fled from the Philistines. They stood in the midst of the plot and defended it, and killed the Philistines, and Yahweh saved them by a great victory. That's all similar to what David did when he fought Goliath. The Israelites had fled, and yet David fought, and Yahweh saved Israel by a great victory. So what David did in killing Goliath inspired his men. Now David is like Jesus, and what Jesus did on the cross should inspire us, that he did that. And although I'm not as great as him, yet I will fight my little battles and I will win as well. Then there's another incident that happened. It was David when he was in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. David was thirsty and said, "Oh, that one would give me water to drink of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." The three mighty men broke through the army of the Philistines, drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. But David wouldn't drink of it, but poured it out to Yahweh and said, "My God forbid it that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of these men who have put their lives in jeopardy? For they risked their lives to bring it." Therefore he would not drink it. I think what you see from there is that these mighty men were really loyal to David. They really loved him. He just said under his breath, "Oh, wouldn't it be great to drink water from the well of Bethlehem?" And that was all defended by the Philistines. So these three soldiers broke through all the Philistines just to get some water from the well as David had asked. Now, David is like Jesus, and we should be loyal to Jesus. Now, he is the one who will not disappoint. Now, later on, David sinned, didn't he, with Bathsheba and Uriah and all that, and he failed. But Jesus is the one who will not disappoint. I wonder how those three mighty men felt if they were still alive when David sinned like that. They probably felt pretty disappointed in him. But Jesus is the one who will not disappoint. And the spirit of true Christianity is to have a personal relationship with Jesus. It's not simply a case of going to church, having Christian friends, even reading the Bible. It is above all knowing that Jesus is real and he is with me, and I will be loyal to him and I will stand up for him wherever it is, at school, in the workplace, in the family. Abishai, brother of Joab, lifted up his spear against 300 and killed them. So, again, one man kills 300 men, just like one little David killed mighty Goliath. He inspired his men, and that's how we should be inspired by Jesus. Another one, Benaiah. He went down and killed a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. So there you are, down in a pit, and it's just you and the lion, and one of you is going to win. If it's a time of snow, the lion was supposed to be hibernating, perhaps. But whatever it was, even if it wasn't, the lion would have been hungry because it was cold and there was snow. So he would have fought really hard. And then, of course, David had killed a lion. And so there you are. It just shows that David killed a lion, and so this Benaiah was inspired to go and kill a lion. He killed an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high, just like David killed the great giant Goliath. And in the Egyptian's hand was a spear, like a weaver's beam, and he went down to him with a staff. David also went to Goliath with a staff as well as a sling. And he plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear, just like David killed Goliath with his own sword. So all these cases show that they were inspired by David. Well, when you read this list of the mighty men, you find that these were the people who had been loyal to David all through the wilderness years when it seemed he was a hopeless case. And that's how we are to Jesus. And you read in verse 41, one of the mighty men was Uriah the Hittite. It's awful that David had him killed just because he wanted his wife. Absolutely awful. So I'm sure the other mighty men had been so loyal to David would have been so disappointed that David had got Uriah killed just to get his wife. And so the point is that Jesus is the one who will never disappoint, that will never think, oh, he wasn't like I thought he was. No, this is the one that will not disappoint.